Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And we're getting set. I'm trying to clean out the Kleenex and everything here from Pastor Lutz. You know how these liberals are when they get on the air. A lot of tears flow in there. No, just joking. If you were listening to Pastor Lutz before, he was kind of poking fun at me a little bit there, and just appreciate his program today, and want to echo what he said in regards to a week from today, 1 week from today, Friday next week, the Friday following the election. Pastor Lutz and I are combining our programs, and so we will be on for an hour from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. I'll be a guest on his program from 1 until 1:30. He'll be a guest with me here from 1:30 until 2 o'clock, and we are going to look at the results of the election. Of course, you know, this election coming up on Tuesday, and let me encourage you, if you have not taken the time to get informed with the various issues and candidates and such that are out there. I say issues, although there's only one statewide issue, that's issue one, which if you've been listening to our program, you know that I've talked a lot about that, encouraging people to vote no on issue one. Issue one is bad for Ohio. I agree with the coroners of the state of Ohio, Coroners Association, I can't think of the exact title of their organization, but they basically said issue one will empty the jails and fill the morgues. And there's a lot of truth to that. And so there's a website that you can go to called Vote No Ohio. VoteNoProtectOhio.com. That's VoteNoProtectOhio.com. I've linked to that on our Facebook page as well. Some information regarding issue one and the dangers of issue one. And I'm getting ahead of myself here a little bit with the program yet. I'm going to come back to that in just a moment. But let me get some other announcements out of the way before we come back to some information on issue one and some of the other things that are facing us in the upcoming election. And as we pause for a moment, let's go ahead and open in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray for the elections coming up. We know that early voting has started. People have voted early, and we know that people have voted via absentee ballot already, but there's a lot of people who will be turning out to vote, planning to vote on Tuesday, Election Day, and across this country. We just pray that here locally, here in Ohio, here across the United States, that you would move upon Christians to be involved, to get out, and to do their, not only their civic duty, but I believe what is our responsibility as believers to be salt and light in the world around us through our informed votes on Election Day. So, Father, we do pray that you would help the elections to go safely and smoothly and accurately, and pray that you would hinder those that would seek to disrupt the elections or seek to cause some form of cheating or gaming of the election system, Lord. Father, that it would be fair and accurate, Lord. And Father, that your people would be moved to vote according as you would direct them as believers in accordance with your word. We thank you again for the freedom we have to do that. Bless now our program today. Help us to be a blessing and encouragement to somebody today through the things that we talk about. Help us point people to Christ and encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Like I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al, and I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. We meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. You can find out more information here at the end of the program, but located at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, 5171 Brecksville Road. That's in northern Summit County, right across from the, or I should say right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike crosses, where you'll find the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And that's where we meet and we'd love to have you visit on Sunday morning. We actually, Friday night, you can visit us tonight. We have our Friday night Bible study, and it starts at 7 o'clock. It's informal. We have light refreshments there as well. And you can bring your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, just like we do on the radio program. And by the way, we are live. If you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call this afternoon at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. But or you can visit us tonight, and we start, like I said, at 7 o'clock, and we officially go until 9. Sometimes people have to leave before then. That's fine. And a lot of times people stay for an hour or so afterwards, and that's fine too. And we'll be there at 7 o'clock tonight at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. And then our services on Sunday, Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock, and then at 11 o'clock, we have our morning worship service. I'm currently preaching through the book of Ephesians. And then on Sunday evening, same location, Richfield Holiday Inn Express, our church will be having our evening worship service at 6 o'clock. And I'm currently preaching through the book of Zechariah there. So I certainly invite you to come out. And again, that information will be given at the end of the program. But again, wanted to mention again the election, the importance of this election. If you've been listening to much different programs and Christian and secular talk radio, a lot of people describing this as potentially the most important election, a midterm election that we've seen, if not ever, certainly in a long time. And the reason for this is there's, the House of Representatives, the complete House of Representatives on the federal level changes hands. Every representative is in there for 2 years, so the complete House of Representatives is up for vote. And then, of course, about a third of the U.S. Senate seats change hands as well during this election. And we've got a number of candidates that we've got to be looking at and looking at their positions in light of the Word of God. In addition to that, we got governor's races, Ohio. We have a governor's race coming up, a very important governor's race. And then, of course, we have other state offices in the state of Ohio, the auditor, the treasurer of state, the secretary of state, the state attorney general's office, things like that. And of course, issue one here in the state of Ohio. And I just cannot emphasize enough getting educated about state issue one. It's interesting, a lot of diverse groups have come out on this. More recently, the Ohio Restaurant Association, which represents more than a 500,000 employees working in the third largest private sector industry in the state, they've announced their opposition to issue one, calling it a workforce and quality of life issue. And having known a number of people who have been in the restaurant industry, and as either working in the kitchens or working as servers and things like that over the years, I know from talking with them and experience with some of them that drug abuse is an issue in those industries. I have a good friend up in Michigan. He's a pastor. He's an evangelist for many years, and he's pastoring up in Michigan. And I know he was a chef at a high-end restaurant, and at the time, he was struggling with drug issues, and part of it was just the keeping up with the workload and the lifestyle that he was involved in. And by God's grace, he got saved and got out of that. And I can remember a long time ago, this is back when I was in college, I can remember one of the side jobs I had when I was in college was actually delivering furniture. And I delivered furniture for a couple of people. And I remember being in the back of a van where we were delivering some furniture. And this was in the Akron area and in the early 80s. And I remember that one of the people who was also delivering furniture part-time worked in a fairly nice restaurant in the Bath, Ohio area at the time, and they were saying that he was talking, actually two of the workers were there, and they were talking to themselves, and myself and another guy were sitting behind them, and I could remember listening to them talk about how the drug abuse problem at this particular restaurant, and how the one guy said something to the effect of that he loved introducing these nice suburban kids that came to work there to drugs and getting them hooked on drugs, because I guess one of his side businesses must have been selling them. So drug issues have been plaguing our country for quite some time, been plaguing the state of Ohio. And, you know, the Restaurant Association recognizes this, and that's why they have come out against issue number one. And then the state of California passed a similar proposal in 2014. Now, I say similar because I believe theirs was just one of their California proposals. They always have these various things that they come up with. I don't think it was an amendment to the state constitution like ours is, like issue one here in Ohio is. But Ohio Senate President Larry Obaugh, he wrote this: property crimes are up dramatically. This is talking about California, where they passed a nearly identical issue back in 2014. Ohio Senate President Larry Obaugh, who's against issue one, said property crimes are up dramatically in some places by more than 40%. California's county drug court programs have fewer participants than they did before these so-called reforms. California officials have described these policies as, quote, a disaster for public safety. Now, this is something you need to understand as you head in to the polls on Tuesday, or before you vote early or send in your absentee ballot. Issue one is a stealth issue that's designed to look like it's going to help people, just like it did in California. But as they found in California, instead of helping people, it's hurting people. And you say, well, why would people not be going to the drug rehab programs and things like that? I thought that's what issue one's supposed to help them get into. Well, the problem is they don't have to go. Issue one pulls all the teeth out of the government's efforts through the courts, through the judicial system, to get these people the help that they need. Ohio's got a tremendous drug court program that's been growing in its efficiency and effectiveness, and it'll be gone if we get rid of issue one, because the way that they can get people to participate in these programs often is the threat of incarceration, or sometimes people just won't participate until they've gone to jail. And so, you know, this issue one will take that tool away from the judicial system. And I know that pastors, oftentimes it's not until somebody's in jail that they're willing to allow pastors to talk to them, to work with them and to try and share the gospel with them so they can get the help that they need. And speaking of that, let me recommend, if you know somebody who is struggling with drug addiction, and not necessarily just drug addiction, it can be other addictive behaviors, let me recommend a program called Reformers Unanimous. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go online to rurecovery.com. That's the letter R and the letter U, followed by the word recovery, rurecovery.com. And this is a tremendous program that's run through local churches, and that while they deal a lot with drug addiction and alcoholism, they also deal with other things, other habits, struggle that people struggle with, addictive habits and behaviors. And it is founded, based, and operated through local churches. And I know just right here in the area, Cleveland Baptist Church, for instance, operates a recoveries, recovery, I'm getting my tongue tied here, Recovery Unanimous program here, RU program in Reformers Unanimous. I'll get that out straight here eventually here. Reformers Unanimous, get my tongue tied here. But they actually have a program there, operates every Friday night. And so you can find out more. Just go to the RURecovery.com website. Say, well, I'm not good going online, or I don't want to go online. I want to talk to somebody. Well, let me give you a phone number here. The phone number is toll-free 866-733-6768. That's 866-733-6768. And if you call that number, they can help you out. That's 866-733-6768. And they will put you in touch with Reformers Unanimous program that's operating near you. They'll help you get set up with that. So let me encourage you to check that out. Well, again, as we said, the election is coming up, and I've mentioned previously some guidelines the Bible gives us for what we should do when it comes to voting for elected officials. And I believe that as a Christian, you ought to vote your biblical values. And so you need to be informed. And I've talked about issue one here a bit, but one thing that you can do is there's various materials that are available. And let me recommend to you the Ohio Christian Alliance Voter Guide. You can go online to ohioca.org. That's ohioca.org. That's the Ohio Christian Alliance. If you have any problem with that, just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. But you can go to their website at ohioca.org, and you can find their voter guide on there. There's a link where you can download a copy of it. And if you want to print that out, your church can put these in the out with the bulletins on Sunday, or leave them in the back. It's a nonpartisan ballot. Because it's a nonpartisan ballot, they're not endorsing or anything on this. It's merely a listing of issues and questions and the responses of the various candidates. I know Pastor Lutz was talking about this a little bit in his program, and this is just a great resource. You can look up your various races that you have going on. You can look up, for instance, let's see, here's Ohio Senate candidates, and let me look through here a little bit. Now, there's some races that are not here because nobody on either side sent in a response to the thing, but this is District 27, which is the Ohio Senate district that I'm in, so I'll just pick that one here out of the one here, and let me just give you an idea of how this works. There are two candidates listed here, Christina Daly Rogner, she's the Republican candidate, and Adam Van Ho, who is the Democrat candidate. The first question here is regarding legislation protecting pastors and churches from civil discrimination. Now, that's the Ohio Pastors Protection Act, which we've talked about a bit on the program. It's currently passed the House, and it is currently awaiting a passage in the Ohio Senate. And in regards to this question, Christina Daly Rogner, the Republican candidate, says she supports it. Adam Van Ho, the Democrat candidate, did not respond in regards to this question. Here is another one here. Let's talk about public schools teaching that homosexuality is an acceptable, healthy lifestyle. Christina Daly Rogner opposes this. And, of course, unfortunately, Adam Van Ho did not respond on this. Now, I would venture a guess that because he's a Democrat, that he believes that public schools should teach that homosexuality is an acceptable, healthy lifestyle. And the reason I say that is I'm comparing the party platforms here where you can find this. Family Research Council has a comparison of the party platforms between the Republicans and the Democrats. And this has a variety of issues on there, just to comparing the Republicans versus the Democrats' party platforms, and to get a gauge for, if you don't know where they're at, a judge or something like that, and you're not sure how they might fall on something, well, usually they run in a particular party for a reason. It means they agree with the party platform. And for instance, here's the religious liberty versus the LGBT agenda. The Democrat Party platform claims that the LGBT rights trump religious freedom and rejects the misuse of religion to discriminate. Now, that, of course, flies in the face of the First Amendment, which has everything to do with religious freedom, and freedom of speech and all of that really is supportive of the main clause in that sentence, which is religious freedom. The Democrat platform says that they will punish faith-based organizations that contract with the government and pull the tax-exempt status of religious universities without transgender bathrooms and showers through imposing federal non-discrimination protections for all LGBT Americans on the basis of gender, sexual orientation, gender identity. Now, for those of you living in Cuyahoga County, that should sound familiar. That's a lot like the county, Cuyahoga County Human Rights Council, and mandate that any place with public accommodation should allow men to use women's restrooms and vice versa if they claim they feel like a woman or feel like a man. And it's because of the Democrats on the county council that was passed over and above the objections of the religious community and others in Cuyahoga County. They already had their mind made up. That reflects their positions. Now, the Republican positions, religious liberty versus the LGBT agenda, the Republican Party strongly supports the freedom of Americans to act in accordance with their religious beliefs, not only in houses of worship, but also in their everyday lives. We value the right, as Republicans again, we value the right of America's religious leaders to preach and Americans to speak freely according to their faith. Well, that reflects the First Amendment. This is something that the Democrat Party platform says shouldn't be. They want to prosecute, punish people for speaking this way. But the Republican Party platform says they value the right of America's religious leaders to preach and Americans to speak freely according to their faith. Says that Republicans believe the federal government, especially the IRS, is constitutionally prohibited from policing or censoring speech based on religious convictions or beliefs, and therefore urge to repeal the Johnson Amendment. And so when we know the basis of these parties, this is what helps us. You know, I'm not going to hide the fact that I'm a registered Republican, and I am that way because, well, quite frankly, I don't see how having a Bible-believing Christian worldview that I can hold to a party that represents the beliefs of the Democrat Party. Now, again, I want to remind you that I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you how to vote. You should allow your vote to reflect your biblical worldview. And again, we're charged in this election, the freedom that we have, we have a responsibility, not just a civic responsibility, but a responsibility to be faithful to our God and our Savior, to go out and make a difference, to be salt and light in this election that's coming up on Tuesday. And I believe we ought to pray for this election. Daniel chapter 2, the Bible says God sets up kings and takes them down, but he also gives us responsibility. We see where in Acts chapter 6, God told them this, they selected out the first six deacons there. And it says the people chose these people, but they wanted men of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Now, we're not electing deacons, but we are electing public servants. And I certainly think wisdom and honest report is something we ought to look for. Get out and vote. Thanks for listening.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.